Good morning. Glad to see you all here today. It's good to be here myself. I just got a few announcements for today. If you guys don't remember, you forgot last week, we did have our Financial Peace University class that Tyler and Jacqueline are putting on. So it's not too late to come. So it's a good class. It's a good time. We get some laughs in there too, so don't worry about that. So, and then also just keep remembering that back there, you can see the grass is starting to poke through. Stay off of it. Just keep up with that so you guys can see that in there. Then today, between Sunday school and the worship service, there's an executive committee, so you know if you need to be there or not. And then 10 days from now, on October 18th, we have our annual meeting. So there's a whole list of things you can read there. Just read through that, and it's at 7:30 here at the church on October 18th after Club Rock. So, and then on November 5th, there is our baptism. So a cool opportunity for that. If you have any questions about that, talk to Pastor Jim, and he can let you know about that a lot more. So, and then our community Thanksgiving service will be held at the Freedom Church, and Pastor Jim will be speaking at that on November 19th at 7 o'clock at the Freedom Church. Are there any other announcements today? If not, I'm going to go to our call to worship. And our call to worship is from Philippians 4:13. And it says, I can do all things through him, Christ, who strengthens me.
You notice Abe leaves a part out when he gives those announcements, but if you see it in your bulletin and read it like I do about half the time, October is Pastor Appreciation Month. So that's all of everyone here, it's our opportunity to some way show our appreciation to we got three of them. So that's an opportunity for all of us. I just like to point that out because Abe didn't. Because I think he thinks that would be like pointing at himself. So it's up to somebody else to point it out. So, having done that, let's stand together and sing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. 354 in your hymnals, 354 Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, on the everlasting arms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Take a minute to greet somebody and tell them you're glad to see them here.
Well, again, good morning, and we welcome you to our worship service. That we are grateful that you, especially our visitors, have chosen to worship with us. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer request and praises before the church body. Continue to pray for Tony Welch with his healing. He has made it back home. It sounds like maybe some of the complications that he had with the bowel blockage has been resolved, but we continue to pray for healing from his back surgery. Also, this coming Friday, my wife will be having her knee surgery, and so we will not be here next Sunday. Lord willing, she will only have to spend one night in the hospital, but we begin that adventure on Friday. Also, in our household, if you remember my father-in-law, Bob, about a month ago, he did something to his back that is still bothering him. And so just pray for him and that maybe find out what's going on, but also for relief from the pain. Also, another prayer request given to me, Matt Van Zee, a couple weeks ago was rear-ended on his way back from the Oneida area over by where all the road construction is. He sustained a concussion, a couple other injuries, but he's still dealing with the concussion symptoms. It was a pretty horrific crash, and God spared his life, and we're grateful for that. But please be praying for him, for Rebecca and the family as they walk through this time, but that Matt would be fully healed. Are there other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Bob.
I know it's been in the bulletin for months and months that I'm having cataract surgery, but I am actually having.
Well, we've just been praying to have that prepared. So Bob Ohm's cataract surgery will be Thursday, and we will be praying for the procedure as well as the healing. Yeah, Dale.
Ruth's brother-in-law, Clyde Brewer, is nearing the end of his fight with cancer.
So Ruth Polson's brother-in-law, Clyde Brewer, is nearing the end of his time here on earth, and we will be praying for the family and for Ruth as well. We know that that is a difficult time. Other prayer requests? Yeah, June.
Yeah, a friend of ours, Joan Farnham, left the earth this week due to cancer. And her husband and three sons, the rest of the family, need lots of prayers. Mm.
So June had a friend, Joan, pass away. And so we'll be praying for the family as they go through the grieving process, as well as the friends through this time. Other prayer request. Yes, Liz.
Even getting his tonsils taken out on February 13th, so.
Where is that procedure?
In Aberdeen.
I might run into you, because that's where we'll be. So. Yes, we'll be praying for Caden. I know he's a bit older than the younger age of getting tonsils out, and so that always is a challenge. But we'll be praying, and if we're in the waiting room together, I'll step over to pray with you all. Other prayer requests or praises? Val. Yes, on be our Friday night, but Saturday morning over in Israel, Hamas decided to begin attacking, but not military targets, but civilian targets. It fell on the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, because over in Israel they are celebrating Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and they have launched, and it's as some have likened it, for our perspective, is a bit like our 9/11, is what they are going through right now. The suddenness, it was a complete surprise, and the ferociousness of the attacks. Tim. Yes, that when we started in the spring, we weren't sure how much moisture would show up, and God has been faithful, but we'll be praying for those in the long hours here. I also see another praise sitting in front of you. Brad is with us this morning, and that they come to a Sunday school class. Oh, you're not quite easing in that fast yet, but we saw Brad was out at the homecoming. Glad to see you survive that. So he's easing into large gatherings, but we're grateful that Brad is here. One more. Oh, I thank you, Terry. He's pointing. Wes Fisher is also with us this morning, and And that last week he was airlifted to the Heart Hospital with blood clots, and grateful to see him back, that God has spared his life and healing process. And I know for the students and staff, we're grateful to have him easing back in, but again, want to give praise and glory to God for his healing hand. Well, Tom. That was very exciting. It has been 23 games, so it was nice to see the guys persevere from the first half to finish, and grateful that Tom got front row seats in the ambulance. So but we are grateful for the lessons we learned in the challenges of games, and winning and losing, and but also, this is always the reminder of our first responders, grateful for them and the hours they put in as well. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for what you have given us, that we as your people have been brought together with all different backgrounds, that each one of us brings a unique gift that your Spirit has bestowed upon us. And together in using those, we become the body of Christ. Father, that we thank you that you have adopted us, that through the gift of your Son and the receiving of that gift, we have been brought into a new family. And we know that when one member hurts, all of us do. That when one member rejoices, we all do as well. And so, Father, we do lift up the praises and our prayer requests. We thank you that Wes is here this morning, and continued prayer for his healing and for the finding out of why the blood clots showed up. I just pray that you sustain his health. We are grateful that Brad is here. The path that he has walked with and the family have walked with the cancer treatments, Father, I pray that you continue to heal, that you protect his health, that as he starts entering back into public meetings and gatherings, that is a step of faith as well. And I thank you for the gifting that he brings, for the healing hand you've placed upon him and upon Wes and several others in our body. Father, we continue to pray for healing for Tony and from his surgery, but also from the complications that have shown up, that he would be able to regain his strength, and also with patience as he starts to feel better, of taking it easy until his back is completely healed. Father, we pray for Matt Van Zee, that you would continue to heal him. Thank you for sparing his life from this accident, but we pray for healing from his concussion. Father, we lift up those that are having surgery. I pray for Bob Ohm as he has cataract surgery this Thursday. I pray for Caden that you would give all of them peace of mind and heart, guide the surgeons with removing of his tonsils. Father, we pray that this will help alleviate some of the issues that he has had, but you'd help through the healing process. Pray for my wife as she has her first knee replacement, that you would give wisdom to the doctors, that you would help us through the recovery time and the physical therapy time, and that you start restoring mobility and the decrease of pain that she has experienced these last several years. Father, I pray for my father-in-law's back, that you would heal, that you would help sustain him each day. We also lift up those that are dealing with end of life, especially the road of cancer. We pray for Ruth's brother-in-law, Clyde, that you would give him peace of mind and heart, the assurance that you are there with them. Father, I pray for the family, that they would sense the presence of your Holy Spirit in their time of grief and a time of saying goodbye. We also pray for June's friend Joan and her passing, that you would also be an ever-present help in the family's time of need. Father, we lift up those in our area. We're grateful for all the activities that we see going on through the school system. Grateful for the lessons that are learned through sports, and whether it be through cross country this week or football games. We thank you for the perseverance the men at Sunshine displayed in the game, and we pray for just a continued learning of life lessons. Father, we ask that you would also be with those that are out in the fields. Thank you that you have provided the moisture, and now that you would provide safety in the long hours. You tell us that we are to pray that you would meet our daily needs, and this is a part of that for our families. And so, Father, I pray that you would bring exactly in what is needed. Father, we also think of the ministries you've entrusted to us. Pray for our youth group. Thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana as they minister, and the volunteers that are with them. We're grateful for each one that invests in the lives of our teens, for those that also volunteer and work with the students at Club Rock. We thank you for the many students that have started out this year. We continue to pray that you give us wisdom and where you're at work, that we plant the seeds of your gospel, that we'd encourage those students each day in their walk with Christ. Father, we also think of our world, and it is hard to fathom. Those of us that were alive during 9/11, we know those feelings, and to try to project that is hard to do. We pray for the nation of Israel. The psalmist tells us that we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and that is what we do. That the conflict that has been going on for generations, we ultimately know the solution is found in Christ, that for the people of Israel, they are still your chosen people, that the blessing and the curses that were promised to Abraham still are in effect. But we also know, as Zechariah tells us, that one day they will look on him whom they have pierced, and they will weep and mourn. And as they were celebrating the Day of Atonement, may their eyes be open. The blindness that you have put there because of the rejection of the Messiah, may it be removed, that they will see that the scapegoat of the Day of Atonement has already come, that the sins of the people, the sins of the world were laid upon him. But for this interim time, pray that you would bring peace to that area of the world, that you would be with those families that are grieving, and the horrific nature of the atrocities. It is hard to wrap our minds around. Father, only you know, and so we leave it in your hands. Father, we thank you for the work that you do around the world. We pray for the persons as they minister in the Philippines, that you continue to raise up funds for the camp, Karis, that you protect, and the many hours and many miles they put on in reaching that area of the world with the gospel. Father, we just ask that you would also receive this offering from us that is a token of what you've given to us. We know there's nothing that we can do to repay you for the work of your Son, and you don't ask us to. But we give out of a generous heart to see and to be used by you both in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. We're starting to feel a little bit of the turn of the weather here. And some of it's nice, and sometimes we're not quite prepared. But as I was listening to some of the requests and things that are coming out this morning, I'm reminded of how much God protects us, you know, and our struggles and the hard times, the accidents and things that we can't explain. And as I looked, glance at our bulletin, the title of the message, "But God," you know, we have a lot of things that we can't explain. But God is our explanation. He's there. He protects us. He keeps his hand around us. And I'm grateful for that through some of my own experiences, and I'm sure some of you have had some of those as well. But let's stand and worship a little this morning.
I want to see.
should be our prayers, that our eyes will be open, our ears and our hearts. Know that we will open up our hearts to his message for us.
Every heart that is broken. breath in our lungs till we pour out our praise to you only.
Father, we do pour out our praise to you this morning and thank you for who you are, for your wondrous works, for your love for us, for the blessings you bestow on us each day, for your mercies that are new every morning. We ask that you would indeed open our eyes, our hearts, our ears now as we look into your word. May we receive what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.